Now, suppose you, if I said a few minutes ago, if you've been working hard all day, by nighttime you say, well, I'm really
worn out.
You don't have to pronunciate it real well. Just say it, and if that's
right. Worn out.
That's right. Thank you. Now, and you said, if the school nurse sent home a little boy, you'd say he got sent home because he was what?
He was sick at his stomach, nauseated.
You say he got sent home because he was.
You'd say sick, because he was sick.
Yes, ma'am. And if a person was sick here, he'd be sick where?
Stomach.
So you say, he's sick. Today I feel.
At his stomach, or on his stomach, I guess.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. Now, what would you call a noisy, prankish kind of celebration that might be held immediately after a wedding, and some of the guests might want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom at it? What would that kind of celebration be?
I don't really know.
Well, it would be a gathering after the wedding, you know. And
that's what we call them, receptions.
Yes,
wedding reception.
Yes, sir. Do you ever hear any other names for it? Something like that, after the wedding?
No, I don't think.
Well, what do some people do to call a spook, you know, to frighten the children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
At any special time.
Oh, any time.
I've heard that expression. I don't remember hearing it very much because I never did use it with my children.
Yes, well, you might have heard somebody else use it.
Yeah.
You might have heard niggers.
You better behave or they. I guess they'd say the bad man would get you.
Yes, sir. That's right. Well, how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Or Merry Christmas.
That's fine. Yes, sir. Now, if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far?
Tote.
Right.
Which would be incorrect.
It should say carry.
Sure. I'm glad I don't have to carry this very far.
Yes, sir. But you'd say tote, like.
Though that's a common word, I have heard it.
Yes, sir. So, what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water and it can draw its four legs and head and tail into it?
That's a gopher, I think.
Yes, ma'am. Fine. Now, so if the animal lived on land, what would it be called like that? That same.
As far as I know, the gophers live on the land,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, ma'am. That's the usual word, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. The gophers mm-hmm. the ones that live on the land. What would you call an animal like a gopher that lived in the water?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen one?
Mm-mm.
They sort of climb up on logs sometimes out in the middle of it.
And they live in the water.
Yes, ma'am.
I know how they look, a gopher. I've seen them a few times in my life. They travel real slowly, don't they?
Yes, ma'am, they do.
Okay.
If